Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Nebraska wheat was represented at the Wheat Industry Annual Conference held February 22nd through the 25th in Dallas, Texas, by Bob Dalsing of Hemmingford. He joins us with some insights from the convention. Bob, give us an idea of how the conference went.
Everything went pretty smooth there, and we had some great speakers on overseas trade and who was buying wheat and how they purchase it, different countries. Each country's got their own way of purchasing, whether it's directly purchased by the mill or whether it's the government purchases it, gets it in and resells it to the mills. And so Ian Flagg kind of broke that down for us, and Michael Spears out of the Portland office of U.S. Wheat.
So what did they have to say about China or Russia trade?
They're both questionable. You never know what's going to happen. China pulled out or backed out of some soybean and corn contracts, so that hurt the market. And I haven't read the full detail, haven't had time to go into that yet, see what did happen. And Russia, you never know what they're going to come up with. And then Australia is going to have a record wheat crop this year, so they'll be exporting way more than they have in the past. So there's still challenges ahead of us.
Bob, speaking of challenges, it's been a tough fall and winter for wheat growers with dry conditions. Can you clue us in on the wheat in your area of Hemmingford and Lyons?
Okay, well, we haven't broke dormancy yet. Last week we got about 6 to 8 inches of snow. We're pretty dry yet. I report it to the NRD moisture-wise, so melted it down and there was only a quarter inch of moisture in it. But it was a good cover for the wheat because we got down to 32 below. I think it was Sunday evening, 10th maybe, and then stayed below zero for about 5 days in there. The wheat not coming out of dormancy yet and the snow cover.
Thanks, Bob. And we'll keep hoping for some rain this month and in April. I'm Chabela Guzman, and this has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.